As a PGA professional, I often find myself in situations where I feel run down, fatigued, and dehydrated. Whether it's a long day at work giving lessons or playing in an event myself, I know DF18 by Driveforce can help me get through. DF18 is a pre-round supplement that's added to water. Drink it on your way to the golf course or midday at work to get through that afternoon slump. Everything else is just for hydration, but DF18 helps with focus and stamina and boosts your overall health. Whether you're a golf professional, PGA or LPGA tour player, or an amateur golfer, DF18 can help you feel better and play better. Go to driveforce.golf and use my code BIRDIE15 to get 15% off your order. Welcome back to the Birdie Bitch podcast. My name is Maddie Belden and I'll be your host. Today is going to be a solo episode. Last week I interviewed my dad, Alan, and that was my first episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Birdie Bitch podcast. My name is Maddie. I think going forward I'll try, but it's like getting into golf season, so I don't know how well I'm going to stick to it, but I'm going to try to post every week, and I'll probably alternate interviews with solo episodes. So a couple of quick things before we get into the topic. Last week, when my dad was on, we spoke about the Golf Live app a little bit. It is a app that you can take virtual golf lessons on, and I like to call it kind of like an Uber for golf lessons because you can literally log on and click live lessons, and the first available golf pro will give you a lesson via like a FaceTime type thing. So it's really cool for those that, you know, if you're out on the range and you just start like shanking it out of nowhere and you need help, but your nearest golf pro is booked out a month, you can go on the Golf Live app and get an immediate lesson. You can also search for golf pros that you already know of. Like, I'm on there, my dad's on there, and you can book a lesson with us for a future time. Or if it says we're available now, you can book an immediate lesson with us. So it's super cool. And I am super excited because I have a code with them. You can use the code Maddie Belden, MaddieBelden, and you'll get $15 off your first lesson with me. And because it's springtime, at least up north, the golf season is starting. I'm doing something, a little spring tune-up. I will be live on the Golf Live app on Tuesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. You can use that code for the first lesson that you book, Maddie Belden, for $15 off. I'm going to be available every Tuesday afternoon and Sunday afternoon until the end of May. Whether you just need 10, 15 minutes or you want a whole hour, you can go on there, do select a pro, search my name, and then you can book a time in those time slots on Tuesdays or Sundays. And we'll get you started off on the right foot for this season. So for today, I want to talk about a topic that if you're close to me, I've probably ranted to you about plenty of times, aka my dad, and I have had numerous conversations about this because I get kind of heated about it. But I just want to preface everything by saying I'm not complaining. I'm not, crying wolf, poor me, I'm a female, my life sucks. No, it doesn't, because there's plenty of things that being a female in general, or a female golfer, or a female golf pro, it can have its benefits. Just a couple weeks ago, my dad and I played in a section event, and I think I was only one of two women in the field, and we got to play from tees that were about 85% of the distance that the men played, which is good that they do that because we should not be playing from the same tees as the men. Are there some of the men that I can outdrive? Yes. But are there also some of the men that outdrive me by like 100 yards? Also, yes. So I think women playing a couple tees ahead of the men in competition is the right thing to do. And I'm not complaining about that because, you know, my dad, love you, dad. But I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to outdrive my dad. And so when we were playing in a scramble, And I got like a 50, 60, 70 yard head start. He's like, why am I even teeing off? Like, there's no point. But, so things like that, like you get to tee off ahead of the men. You get to wear skirts out when it's hot, when men have to wear pants. Love that. All the guys that I work with are like 90 degrees out on a July afternoon and we have to stand outside doing scoring or something and I get to be in a skirt. That's definitely a benefit. Don't want to be wearing pants on those days. And I get a nice tan. But I think one of the biggest benefits to being a female right now, at least a female golf pro, or we're definitely in high demand, I would say. I know I've been reached out to by plenty of people looking to hire a female pro. Even when I just got my most recent job this winter, a lot of people that I know in the business that are either head professionals or director of golf, they're like, do you have any other female friends that want to work in whatever state? Because they want females really bad. And in turn, simple supply and demand rules, we get paid a decent amount to go do these spots that are just dying to have female professionals on staff. I'm sure I could come up with a few other things that, you know, is a benefit of being a female golfer or a female golf pro, but those are just a few that come to mind right now. Now, if you see where I'm going with this, I'm going to talk about the cons of being a female golfer or a female golf pro, both, you know, on the playing and the working side of the business. This is my third season, so I'm not saying I'm a veteran in any way, but I've also grown up playing golf. I've grown up working at golf courses and for golf associations. So I've been around it long enough that I feel like I can speak on it. One of the things, this has happened probably 5 times in the last week, and to some people it might sound silly, but I'm a PGA member. PGA stands for Professional Golfers Association. It's the PGA of America, so the Professional Golfers Association of America. I am a PGA member, which means I went through schooling and testing and seminars and playing tests to become a PGA member, and I have to pay dues to be a member of the association. I have to keep up with my education and get credits, so I'm a PGA member. The PGA of America and the PGA Tour are two separate entities. I am not. It's so funny. My dad is also a PGA member. And his mom, when she was alive, she was a sweet little lady from Italy. And she did not understand what he did for a living. And she literally thought that he played golf with like Tiger Woods because he works, he said he was a golf pro. And the two differences between him, or the one difference between him and Tiger Woods, is Tiger Woods is a professional golfer and my dad is a golf professional. So that's, you know, she thought that he was playing with Tiger Woods. That's exactly what he's not doing, and I am not doing either. So Tiger Woods plays for the PGA Tour. He plays on the PGA Tour, and my dad and I are PGA members. Now, on tour, there is the PGA Tour, which is for men. Some women have played in events before, which, it doesn't happen on a regular basis, but it has happened. And then there is the LPGA Tour, which is the tour for female professional golfers. Now, on the other side of things, on the golf pro side of things, there is also a classification or an association that you can become a member of, which is the LPGA. Now, all LPGA members are female. If you are a man, you cannot be an LPGA member, which I think is kind of hilarious because, you know, we're trying to like make everything a little more inclusive, you know, boost female participation in golf and bring in more female golf professionals, but men can't be LPGA members, which is a whole another discussion that I'm not going to get into, but I think it's funny. I feel like if women can be PGA members, then men should probably be able to be LPGA members, but not my bone to pick. So LPGA is kind of the same thing as the PGA. You go through schooling, you take tests, all that fun stuff, and it's an association that you pay dues to and you do education for, just like the PGA. But, like I said, every LPGA member is female, but not every female is an LPGA member, like me. I am a PGA member, but I am not an LPGA member because I have not done the schooling, the education, or the taking the tests or pay the dues to be a part of the LPGA. And I know a couple of my other female friends, they're also only PGA. You don't have to be LPGA if you're a female, but you do have to be female to be LPGA. So, sorry for all of the, you know, brain twisters, but what I'm trying to get at in a long roundabout way is if you know a female golf professional, like myself, who works at a golf course, either as an assistant or head pro, you know, teaching pro, you don't have to assume that she is LPGA. I've been introduced to people, oh, this is Maddie, this is, she's LPGA. It's usually people that don't know, you know, enough about what I just explained that are making these comments, which also, if you're a man, you're probably like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, but it's happened to me like 5 times in the last week, so it's kind of bothering me. They assume, because I'm a female, I am LPGA, and I'm not. I'm a PGA member. I'm one of, I don't even know, I think we talked about this last week, I'm not good at math, but like 5% of the 29,000 PGA members in America are female. So, hold on, let me do math real quick. 5% of 29,000 is 1,450. So there's less than 2,000 female PGA members. And I'm one of them, and I'm proud of that. But I don't like when people have to say, oh, she's LPGA. And I'm not saying LPGA is any less good than the PGA. It should be equal. It's just two different associations that you have to take education and pay dues. Basically, what I'm getting at is we need to stop assuming that females are LPGA members. And I know it's really hard to, if you're not a part of the golf business, it's hard to decide between the two because the PGA Tour is for men and the LPGA Tour is for women. So I get that. But also, we're not the PGA Tour, we're the PGA of America. So it's two totally different things. And I wish it was more normal for women to be PGA members. And we're getting there. There's more. I'm sure at one point there was 1% and now there's 5. But it just grinds my gears a little bit when people introduce me as an LPGA golf professional just because I'm a female. And I don't know enough about the LPGA, like, education, programming and stuff to speak on it. But I know a lot of women that are both PGA and LPGA. And I bet you, for the most part, they get introduced as just being LPGA members. So I think maybe next time, if you're going to assume, maybe just ask, are you part of the PGA or are you part of the LPGA? Or are you both? Because if you're a female, you can be both. Again, I'm not complaining. I just am trying to spread awareness that it is possible to be a PGA member if you are a female. On the working side of things as well, this is what made me think of this. I saw a hat. I don't know where I saw it, but it's an Adidas hat, like a baseball cap, and it says, I'm not the shop girl. It says, I'm not the cart girl. Which, I want to make one that says, I'm not the shop girl, because they both apply. And I probably get asked if I'm the shop girl more than I get asked if I'm the cart girl. But I just thought it was funny that they literally had to make a hat, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that complains about this. But all the time, I get asked, oh, you got a new job at so-and-so country club. What are you going to be doing there? Are you going to be working in the shop? Are you going to be, you know, are you, like, selling the clothes and merchandising the clothes and blah, 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 blah. Like, not alluding to the fact that I am a golf professional. And there's other golf professionals there. Are they all male? Yes. That's usually how it goes. But I'm, you know, on the same level as the rest of the male golf professionals. And the people that work in the shop at the club that I'm at right now are actually all men. And do I do some of the merchandising? Yes, I do. I fold clothes sometimes and I make the displays look nice. But most of the people that work in the shop, or all of them other than me, are men. And I just, again, it grinds my gears that when someone sees me, they ask, oh, are you working in the shop? And I know that can be taken. Are you working in the shop as a golf professional? Yes. But I'm not working in the shop as a merchandiser or a retail manager. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just so uncommon, I think, for females to be the golf professional that is everyone's first instinct when they see a female around the golf shop is to assume that they're there to do the merchandising. And I just wish that would change. I mean, there's literally, like, when you're at a golf course, I don't know who's listening to this, if the majority of it are people in the golf industry or not in the golf industry at all. But if you are listening to this and you play golf at a golf course, private, public, whatever, usually outside of the golf shop, there is a sign that lists the staff members there. I know at all the courses that I've been at, there's usually a plaque and it has their pictures and their name and their title. If you go up and you see a female, maybe just take a look and see, oh, does it say golf shop manager? Does it say merchandiser, buyer, assistant golf professional, head golf professional, director of instruction? So that you don't make the mistake of when you walk in there saying, oh, are you the shop girl? Are you the cart girl? It just, I know it sounds ridiculous that I'm doing a whole podcast on this, but as the female in the golf shop, it's just, it has happened so many times to me. Am I used to it? Yes. Does it really bother me that much? No. But does it bother me enough to make a podcast episode about it? Yes. It just, I feel like every day I have to prove that I'm the golf professional in some, or a golf professional in some sort of way. I just think that as customers and members, you can probably just take an extra 5 seconds to look at the staff board or to ask, rather than assume. Assume makes an ass out of you and me. And just get it right, because I'm sure there's plenty of other females out there that every single time they get asked if they're the shop girl or the cart girl or whatever, they're like, oh, really again? Like, are they going to go cry about it? Probably not. But it's just like, oh, I really have to answer that question again. Or I really have to correct that person again. Or if you don't want to be rude, you don't correct them. So you just, like, kind of stew on it for a few minutes. It's like, again. It's just like, I don't know. I just wish people will be a little bit more aware. Another thing that I'm noticing is, not noticing, I've noticed my entire life, but women's golf clothes are just terrible. They're not good. You can't win. One of the things, actually, to go back on a positive note, and it's probably not that much of a win, but at a lot of clubs, if you're a female, you don't have to wear a collared shirt. If it has sleeves, you don't have to wear a collar. If it's sleeveless, you have to have a collar. Or at least that's how it is at a lot of private clubs. So that's good. But why on God's green earth can't women's golf bottoms have 4 pockets? Like 2 in the front, 2 in the back. 4 pockets. Every pair of men's shorts or pants has 4 pockets. And they're deep and they can, like, hold a phone or their wallet or whatever. All of my pants and skirts and shorts that I have for golf, that were made for golf, have like 2 tiny pockets on the front and maybe a pocket on the back. And you know what that pocket on the back is? It's always on the right-hand side. Where do I like to put my glove? In the back left-hand side pocket. I don't know why, that's just where I started doing it. But for some reason, all of these damn bottoms don't have back left pockets. I just don't understand it. How much more money does it take to pay to put a pocket in the back left? Like 3 cents? I probably sound so ridiculous talking about this, but it's just the little things that, I mean, when the guys that I work with go to buy pants for work, they don't have to check if there's pockets. They know there's going to be pockets, and there's going to be 4 of them, and they're going to fit everything that they need to fit in there. I saw an Instagram account. I'm not going to say which one, but there's a lot of Instagram accounts that have been made dedicated to female golfers or just ladies playing golf in general, which I think is great because more ladies are playing golf. Now, actually, I think during the pandemic, 40% of all new golfers were women, which is awesome. But this Instagram page, they're focused on ladies' golf clothes. They were answering like a Q&A or something, and a lot of people were asking for them to make shorts and skirts and everything with proper pockets. And their response was like appalling to me. They were like, "We hear you about the damn pockets, but everyone needs to calm down about the pockets." Like, they went on this rant about how, you know, you don't need to carry your whole bag in your pockets. Like, a couple tees and a ball marker will do. And they gave you tips on how, oh, well, if you break a tee or you lose a tee, you have on average 15 minutes to get a new tee before you tee off again. Or if you hit a ball OB, you can walk back to your bag and get a new ball and use that time to collect yourself. Which, I understand that part of it, but like the fact that they literally laid out a step-by-step instruction booklet on how to play golf with less pockets as a female is like literally insane to me. Like, why can't we just add another pocket or make the pockets deeper? Do I carry my whole bag in my pocket when I play golf? No. I probably have a couple tees. I have a ball marker. I put my glove in my pocket when I'm putting, and that's about it. But sometimes I put my phone in my pocket and it only fits like a third of my phone. Why can't I just fit my whole phone in it so it doesn't fall out, you know? Or if I'm walking to a tee box that's really far away and I can't bring my bag and, you know, there's a possibility I might go OB, I'll probably stick an extra ball in my pocket because that's just kind of out of courtesy for the people that I'm playing with. It's not like a, I don't know. The other thing that, oh my gosh, the other thing that the Instagram post said was, bulging pockets is just like a fashion faux pas. And I literally responded to them. I was like, this is absurd. Like, all these women are asking for, because you asked for feedback, was for you to make bottoms with proper pockets, four pockets that hold things. And they were like, we'll get off our soapbox now. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it just, if you're asking for feedback and these women are saying it must have been a decent amount are saying we want four pockets and we want them to hold things, there's probably a need for that. So either, you know, don't do it, but don't give people a step-by-step like instruction thing on how to live with inadequate pockets. And the fact that I'm literally going on a rant about pockets is again absurd, but the approach to the inequalities that women face in golf is just not right. I haven't seen anyone really recently like approach it in a good manner. I might be a little jaded, but like, are there plenty of women out there? Well, this is the other thing. All of the people that are doing the work, a lot of the people that are doing the work to include more women in things like golf are women themselves, which is fine. We have to work to get what we want. I get that. But I bet you the people that are designing these clothes are either women that don't play golf or they're men. And they are just like the Instagram account that I was talking about was saying, oh, well, the bulging pockets, if you have golf balls in your pockets, isn't a good look. When a man's walking around with an extra golf ball or two in one of his pockets, we say, oh my God, look at those golf balls in his pockets. He's just so like out of touch with today's fashion. Like, no, you say, oh, he probably has been shanking it today and he's carrying a couple extra balls because he doesn't want to walk back to his bag like three times to go get another ball. But like, I just don't understand the double standard. The whole reason I came up with this topic for this episode was because I saw a TikTok of this girl who made this was more for like life in general, but they were talking about the difference between like how men and women are perceived. And like if a man is assertive and dominant in a business meeting, he's a leader. But if a woman is assertive and dominant in a business meeting, she's a bitch. And not a birdie bitch. Because a birdie bitch is a good thing in my mind. And one of the other things was like, oh, if a man like works, you know, overtime and is so dedicated to his career, he's a He's a great provider for his family, but if a woman does that, she doesn't care for her kids. I forget what the other ones were, but it's like the double standard in our society is mind-blowing for, like, we're in the year 2022. You'd think we'd be past this. I just saw another thing. This is where a lot of my ideas come from. It's TikTok, apparently. I was talking about, like, I wish we could go back in time and tell the woman that fought for women to be able to work and get out of the home. Like, I wish we could tell her to stop, because at this point, we might as well have just stayed at home. Like, if we go out and we work, like, we still aren't equal. You know, women get paid less. Women have this double standard of, oh, if you're a hard worker and you, like, stay at work all day, it's good for a man, but it's not good for a woman. Like, women hate their family if they do that. But if men do it, oh, they're just being good providers. And I know a lot of that has changed. It's still just not totally equal. And you can see that in golf, too. And I almost didn't make this episode because it's so, like, 21st century problems, but I think it's important because golf is a space that men have dominated for years, and men have dominated most spaces for years, but golf is such an awesome game. It's, like, one of the only sports that people can play until, literally until they die and they're old and wrinkly, you can play golf. But it's really just always been a man's sport, and mostly a old, wealthy man's sport. And I think if we can get more women playing golf, get more women being golf professionals, it'll do a lot to grow the game, which is good for business. But it's also just giving people access to a game that is lifelong and can give you so many things. Like, the amount of friendships that I've gained from golf is crazy. Like, I still talk to this day to a lot of my college teammates. There's a few girls that I played with in high school that I played against, because when I played in high school, I was, like, the only girl on the high school team, and I would always get paired up with the other singular female on the team. All my college teammates, we still talk, and I literally live with one of the girls that I played with in college, and I'm sure we'll keep in touch, hopefully, for the rest of our lives. And all of the people that I've met otherwise through golf are just, like, a really big part of my life. And the game itself is, I think, an awesome game because it's a game that you play it with other people, yes, but you play it against yourself for the most part, unless you're playing, like, professionally against other people, which most people are not. And it's an awesome way to, like, get out in nature and be active and, you know, like, strive for something outside of your career and all that stuff. So I think making it inclusive of females and more accessible should really be, like, a human right. Am I saying that golf is a human right? No. But I think it should be accessible to all people, no matter what your financial status is, no matter what your gender is, no matter where you live. I don't know. I'm going on, like, a whole side tangent, but basically the whole point of this episode is trying to share some of the struggles of being a female golfer or a female golf professional. Like, why do all of the red tees on golf courses have to be called ladies tees? It's not good for anyone, because let me tell you, there are plenty of men. If there's a tee set, a tee box in front of the red ladies' tees, there's plenty of men that should be playing those shorter tees. And there's plenty of women that should be playing the longer sets of tees. And it's almost like, it's sad for me to see, like, the men that maybe are a little bit older, can't hit it as far as they used to. It's, like, demoralizing for them to have to play the set of tees that are in front of the ladies' tees. And I know a lot of clubs have changed the colors around. They've made the red tees the tips or something like that. And now the set of tees that the ladies usually play from are white or gold or blue or whatever. Like, why can't we just have blue, gold, black, white, red, yellow, green tees and just call them that? I'm going to play, I don't feel like playing the tips today. I think I'm going to play the blues. Like, no matter who you are, it's just always been a thing. Like, when I play from the blues with the guys, it's like, oh my God, you're going to play from the blues? That's crazy. You can hit it that far? Like, just shut up and let me hit it and watch how far the ball goes, because I'll probably outdrive half the men that I'm playing with, so long as they aren't, like, Tiger Woods, you know, or Bryson. And it sounds like, I don't know, I've just become so jaded about it, and I'm almost, like, rude about it. I'm not outwardly rude, but my inner dialogue is definitely rude, because I'm, like, really, like, I understand I'm a female, and are females generally, less strong than men? Yes. But is my technique a hell of a lot better than a lot of men out there? Also, yes. So am I going to hit it farther? Yep, probably. I literally think there should be, like, this is so absurd, and there's probably no golf course that would ever do this, but you should have to, just like your handicap, if you say I'm a 19.1, you should have to announce, I hit my driver 235 yards, or whatever it is. And if you are between 220 yards and 240 yards with your driver, you get to play these tees. It should just be based on how far you hit it, or like your scoring ability or your handicap. It shouldn't be based on your gender. And again, going back to the beginning, I get to play from a shorter set of tees than the men did. Am I happy about that? Yes. But also, some of the men were like, oh, come on, like, that's so far of a head start, da 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 da. Like, you know what? We don't get that much in life, so let me have this kind of thing. I just think there's a lot of things, and that was kind of a jumbled mess of it all, but I think there's a lot of things that we can approach differently as golf professionals, as golfers, and especially as customers or members of country clubs. I think there's a lot of things that perspectives need to be changed on, and do I have the answers on how we're going to fix that? No, because if I did, I would have, you know, tried to fix it already, or I would have told you what the solution is, but I don't have a solution. I think people just need to be more aware and a little bit more accepting of the fact that I can do a golf professional's job just as good, if not better, than a lot of the men out there. I can hit the ball just as far, if not further, than a lot of the men out there. And I feel stupid complaining about this stuff because I'm very privileged to be able to play this sport and literally work and have a job that has to do with a sport. I'm not, you know, and some people love their 9-to-5 desk jobs, but I would probably hate my life if I had to sit behind a desk for 40 hours a week and that was it. So am I really lucky to work in golf? Yes. But there's still work that needs to be done because I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. And I think women just need to be appreciated more, included a little bit more. And yeah. So keep an eye out for my I'm Not the Shop Girl hats because Adidas makes one if you want it. It's called I'm Not the Cart Girl hat. But I think I'm going to try to make one that says I'm not the shop girl, and my head pro probably won't let me wear it to work, but I will, I'll wear it elsewhere and try to see if I can make those up. Now, I haven't done this yet because this is only my second episode, but every episode I'm going to try to share a golf favorite. Actually, we did this last week. I didn't share one, but my dad did. And I asked him to share one favorite thing, item, and he shared three, I think, so I am going to try to find something every week that either makes me a better teacher or a player. And the thing, it's not new, and it's not new to me. I've had mine for a while, but my current favorite is my Theragun. I have the Elite Theragun, and it's, like, literally the best thing ever. I got one for my boyfriend for, I think it was his birthday, and he said it was, like, the most life-changing and amazing gift I've ever given him, and we've been together for over 5 years, so I think that's saying a lot. But I have the Elite Theragun. There's also the Theragun Mini that you can use to travel and stuff, and I just think it's awesome because I was thinking about a lot of times I drive to go play golf a good distance, so I'm sitting in the car, and then you hop out of the car, and I don't know, like, sometimes you might be late and you don't have time to warm up, but if you hit your hips and your legs with a Theragun, it helps loosen you up. It also helps after the fact. I use it when I get home from a tournament or whatever around, and I can feel myself, like, already getting sore before I even go to sleep. I'll use it all over my lower body, pretty much, and my back, and even my feet. I think I need to get myself a Theragun Mini so I can and throw it in my golf bag and bring it with me everywhere. Because the Elite is probably too big to put in my golf bag. That would be a little bit absurd. But if you're looking for something to help with your golf game that's not actually a golf training aid or anything like that, you can use it for other things. Like if you go to the gym and you get sore from that, I would definitely recommend the Theragun Elite. I wouldn't get the Mini first. I would get the Elite first or whatever it is, one of the big ones. Because the Mini isn't as powerful, but it's definitely good to travel with. And that is all. If you made it this far, thanks for listening. to my ridiculously long rant, but I guess that's what a podcast is for. I'm hoping next week to get a guest on. If you guys have any suggestions for topics for me to discuss, either alone or with a guest, or if you have people that you want to hear on, go to my Instagram. It's at Maddie Belden Golf, and shoot me a DM on there. And don't forget, if you need a spring tune-up, I'm on Golf Live app. Use the code Maddie Belden for $15 off your first lesson with me, and I'll be on there Tuesdays from 3 to 6 and Sundays from 1 to 4. This is all Eastern time. And I'll definitely be on there more than just those 2 days, but those 2 days are set in stone. So with that said, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys later.